And yesterday morning, shocked to receive a call from Dwayne Reeder, the son-in-law of Bob Kudzma, to inform me that Bob had passed at the age of 81. And I worked with Bob. He was a mentor to me at KDK-TV. In fact, after Bob retired, and in between, I had taken over the evening KDK weather duties, and he continued doing the noon news, but he also drove a school. But this is an incredible story, and Dwayne Reeder, as only Pittsburgh can be, is somebody I met with his wines, Engine House 25, and then find out he's the curator of the Clementi Museum. And when I first met you, Dwayne, I had no idea you were Bob Kudzma's son-in-law. That came later. But first and foremost, our thoughts to you, Bob's wife, Charlene, your wife, Kate, and the other three children and grandchildren and many, many fans thinking about you guys for the past 24 hours.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me on just to, you know, just to talk about how awesome Bob was. You know, he was just a great guy. Everybody loved him. Everybody. I mean, he had so many fans. We'd go to his house for Christmas, and the house would just be full of candy, chocolate, and flour. I mean, people would just send him all kinds of stuff. I mean, just all the years at KDKA, and then, you know, almost 20 years of driving the bus, you know, he had just so many people that just loved him because he was such a nice guy. You know, he was just a great person.
And as a TV viewer, he seemed to just be down to earth, didn't sensationalize his weather forecast. You could trust him. You could trust what he said and his advice. Was he that way in person, too? Was he that humble in person?
Oh, he was. He was so, you know, shy and quiet. You wouldn't think being on the, you know, being on TV all those years, 35 years almost. He was very, when they were done filming, he'd go home and he was super shy and quiet. But yet around the family, you know, around us, he was the funniest guy. He was always cracking jokes, and he had all these crazy lines he would say. And oh my gosh, he was just like, just an unbelievable person.
And the late Bob Perkins called him Mr. Sunshine. And what I loved about him, Dwayne, was the fact that, you know, I'm just a young guy in the business, and they were going to have me start doing the weather in the morning at KDK-TV. And, you know, it's Bob Kudzma. I watched him when I was a kid, and I didn't know how he would handle that. And he treated me so well. And the one real big takeaway that I had was you take the weather part serious when it needs to be serious, he goes, but don't take yourself too serious. And you could clearly see that that's how he handled it. And he had this extensive experience as eventually being a captain in the Air Force at the Pentagon, served in Vietnam with forecast for bombing missions. And I don't think a lot of people knew he was a Vietnam vet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, he didn't talk much about that, you know, around the house, he would around the house, you know, and he always made a joke, you know, cause he was doing the weather, you know, and then he'd be like, you know, out in the trenches with the bombs going off and all, we'd like, Bob, you were doing the weather. And he was like, well, yeah, I was doing the weather. But he would always just make these jokes about Vietnam, how tough it was. But he also did, you know, for Air Force One, right? He did for the president's plane, for Kennedy's plane, because he worked for United Airlines. And he would do, you know, the forecast for the president's plane, which was pretty cool, too. So if they were going to fly, he had to be a nerve-wracking, you know, job right there, is worrying about Air Force One. He got to travel around and see a lot of cool things. And the guy was just, yeah, super humble. But he was awesome to be around. He was always, you know, upbeat and friendly and loved his family. Him and Charlene were together for 59 years. So what a wonderful couple. And I tell a lot of people, when I first met Kate, you know, I had to spend so much time with them because Bob and Charlene were so awesome. And we'd go to dinner with them all the time and just, you know, wanted to be around them. And he loved the beach. And if you probably know that. He loved that, you know, beach vacation. And so they went for many years to Ocean City. And then they started going to down by Virginia Beach to Woodbridge or Sandbridge. And he had a group of people that would go there with him, different families, and just everybody loved him. Everybody, the kids, kids just loved Bob. He was awesome. So yeah, we were lucky to have him and lucky to be around him and learn from him. And so he, you know, Charlene also wants me to, you know, make sure I thank everybody for all the wonderful, you know, just the love and the prayers and everything that's, you know, coming in. And we asked for, you know, not to send flowers. You know, if we could do instead of flowers, if you want to support the VA, you know, that would be something Bob would love. In little flowers, you know, go do something nice and, you know, do something charitable and help the VA.
Yeah, the veterans, the Vietnam Veterans of America. And Dwayne, I want to express, again, my deepest sympathies to you and Charlene, your wife, and the kids. I told Kevin, though, he had a wicked dry sense of humor, and he was so much fun to work with. You and you're seeing that pour out from everybody that worked with him at KDK, telling stories. And the first time he told me he was going to drive a bus, I thought he was kidding. And he goes, "No, yeah. I wanted to, yeah, you know, do the forecast and drive the bus." And you know,
this is a person who once did the weather for Air Force One, deciding I'd rather go drive a bus and be around the kids.
He was serious. And like Dwayne, you said, he drove the bus right up till COVID began last year. And
yeah,
we used to call him once in a while and talk about it. And the first day on the job, they sent a camera with him. And I was telling Kevin, this little girl, she probably was in third grade, had her arms folded over the back of his seat. They said, "How was bus driver Bob today?" And she said, "He got lost." we jagged him because he drove the bus in the morning, came in and did the noon weather, and then drove the kids home in the afternoon. We said, "Who does this?" Bob Kutzma.
Yeah.
So everybody that
those kids.
Everybody that
he
talks about him has a good story, and it brings a smile to our face. So we'll remember the good times and the tough days ahead for the family and fans. And thanks for taking some time to share this morning and give our best to Charlene and the kids.
Yeah, I'll give Charlene a hug for you.
And also, I want people to know that they fostered children, and that's something a lot of people don't know, and that takes a special kind of couple to do that kind of work. So, again, Dwayne, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Dwayne Reeder, who is the son-in-law of Bob Kutzma, and also is the curator of the Roberto Clemente Museum, and what a fun guy to be with. I think of the good stuff.